ओम शांति। आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी, आप सबका क्लास कराएंगे प्रभु मिलन की अनुभूति। हम सब एक हाथ की ताली से स्वागत करें, दो हाथ की ताली ने एक हाथ की ताली।
कह देना रवि भाई,
42 वर्षों से ईश्वरीय सेवा में समर्पित मधुबन में भोलानाथ बाबा का भंडारा आप संभालते हैं। ज्ञान और योग के प्रयोग से अनेक आत्माओं के जीवन में अनेक श्रेष्ठ परिवर्तन लाने का श्रेय आपको है। देश विदेश के अनेक स्थानों पर योग की भट्टियां कराकर प्रभु मिलन की सहज अनुभूति कराने का वरदान आपको है आदरणीय सूरज भाई जी।
ओम शांति। अब हम सभी अपने इस स्वर्ण अवसर का संपूर्ण लाभ उठाएंगे।
The complete benefit of this golden opportunity, this is such a beautiful moment. This is the time, the opportunity of staying for such a long time with our Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. Let us start talking to ourselves. We will take at least one blessing. We will accept at least one blessing for ourselves. And if there's any weakness which is preventing you from progressing, we will surrender that to Baba. So let us prepare ourselves. All of you know, the one whom we have to meet, if we have to meet someone who is at our own level, we have to uplift him. We are going towards those blissful moments of godly experience. What is our internal state? Our cleanliness of intellect, the more we'll be equal to the Father and will also be great accordingly. This godly meeting will prove itself to be a blessing. So now let us all take the thought, this determined thought. For various births we've been talking to others. So now we will talk to ourselves and we will talk to that one, the one who's coming to talk to us. The Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, the one who is the ocean of love. He is coming to talk to his dear, beloved souls. Let us take the complete happiness and bliss from that. So in this 1 hour we'll also have very good practices. So for the last few days we've been listening to Baba's stories. That is the aim of giving stories to Baba, so that we can learn something from his life, derive some inspirations, and by doing tapasya like him, we should get stable in that great stage. Today's Murli would also be echoing in everybody's ears, in which there were two specialities which were mentioned of Brahma Baba, and we should be the ones, how we should become the benefactors. So today I would like to place in front of you some other points. Everybody has been sharing their experiences, and now I would like to give you my experience. Brahma Baba, who is the number one soul next to God, the one who is considered to be Krishna of the golden age, the one who has become equal to the Father, that one, on this earth itself, many of his children. They saw him in the form of an angel. They saw him as double light. And a few glimpses which has always been pulling me. So first, the sound has gone, just 1 minute. So, I have observed Brahma Baba of how to have faith in one and believe in one, who looked after everyone, who also looked after these stages. Everybody knows that in a small house, if there's no meal for 2 days, then what would be the condition of the master of the house? And Baba had such a big challenge. People would of course say a great deal about him, and he had to look after also, after so many. We get a very big lesson to learn from him. Ek pal, ek bharosa, that is, to have faith in one and power from the home. And through this, the stage becomes unshakable and immovable. Those who are to become world emperors, those who have been wearing the crowns on several occasions, they are also the great powerful souls of the world. We have seen Padma Baba in double light, and also we have seen him as unshakable and immovable. Our Dadi Janki always reminded us of one, and she used to say this before and also still says, whenever she went to visit him, she saw Brahma Baba lying on the canopy like a Vishnu, totally absorbed in meditation. He was the one in the most elevated form of self-respect. So what today Baba has mentioned about Paropkari, that is, bringing benefit to others. Baba has said that children's happiness is Baba's happiness. And if the children have some weakness, then it's the Baba's weakness. So in order to make the children comfortable, Baba would sacrifice his own rest. He continued to give happiness to all. He was one who was totally egoless. These things were there, present in a practical way. So first of all, we will practice, and we will practice on these two. We've heard the message, trance message in the morning and the afternoon. Just as we look at the picture of Baba, in the same way, we will look up above, in the subtle region, in the divine form that is Baba. Yesterday when Dari Gulzar went to Om Shanti Bhavan, then she gave us a very beautiful thing, something which she never had mentioned. Then when Baba had become Avyakt, and Dari Ji called, invited everyone to come, then Dadi Gulzar was the first to see Baba in the form of an Avyakta angel. So let us all go to, and through the eyes of our mind, let us see Baba in the subtle regions, an extremely bright, divine angel. He is standing in front of us and smiling. And with his drishti, he is overwhelming us. Baba has extended his 1,000 arms and placed them on the head. And under the canopy of these 1,000 arms of Baba, I, the soul, am sitting. Om Shanti. Many of Baba's children who are new and have come for the first time, now they will prepare their stage. So, this means to get merged in the love of God. So to be so bodiless, so that our conscious becomes focused for a long period of time. Baba gives us this blessing. And I would like to place three things in front of you. Today we will take the blessing, at least one which will apply directly to us. So the Murli will take place, and you have to select which is that blessing which is specifically for you. You have to select that. Let us accept that blessing. So that point which Baba says, which is directly applicable, to accept that, that will prove itself to be a blessing. And then one gets intoxicated by that. Many years ago, Baba had said, those children who stay in godly intoxication for a long period of time, in their intellect, they get the power to imbibe the blessings. So, this is the power of imbibing through the intellect. The one who has made one's intellect so clean, accordingly one experiences power of the intellect. So such a soul who through godly intoxication and who through the power of knowledge can make the intellect has made oneself so powerful, that is, it has cleansed itself of all the dirt of you, mine, ego, waste. So those who are intoxicated, their intellect is the one who can imbibe all the blessings. And then there is power in the blessings to translate the words into actions. And if there may be very frightening circumstances, but that one can become as cool as the waters. So I remember two blessings of Baba, and I would like to remind you. First point, I am the destroyer of obstacles. Let us accept this not only as a point of self-respect, but make this the imperishable blessing for our life. And always remember, so that soul who can make one's life free from obstacles, they get the blessing of being Vighna Vinashak, or destroyer of obstacles. And those who at the conference age, who become the destroyer of obstacles, they, even in the copper age onwards, they continue to destroy obstacles, because that blessing is always there and will continue for all times. And then the second blessing is, I am the Master Almighty Authority. This is the greatest self-respect, and it's also the title. So we have to merge this. So both these blessings, both these self-respect, will finish off with all the problems of life. I like this one point of the Murli very much, and I would like to share, and I will repeat this. Those who are very good at meditation, they will make this their aim. Baba was saying, child, you have to make the effort of making yourself cool. This fire of vices is burning the soul. It is destroying the happiness. We have to make this cool. We have to quieten our conscience. So Baba became the double light angel. Baba performed intense austerity in his whole life. Even in the scriptures, it is mentioned that when anyone goes to meet Brahma in Brahmapuri, the land of Brahma, then they only find that Brahma is always sitting in tapasya. So let us meditate, and meditate like the Father, Bap Saman.
Thank you.
light. And the double meaning of becoming double light is, in fact, there are three meanings. The soul is light, and the mind is also light. One remains very light. Second meaning, the soul is bright, and the body is also of light, extremely bright. As one continues to practice yoga, our karmic sense organs become cool, and the grossness of ego gradually disappears. So let us remind ourselves that Brahma Baba, who was a human being, he took the responsibility of transforming the world. And how did he become double light? So light, not heavy at all. For this we need the power of knowledge. And through the practice of different points of Dharma. So today Baba has mentioned that Brahma Baba, that together with the authority of knowledge, he was also the authority of experience, and through that the expansion took place at a very fast speed. So who are all of us? Let us look ourselves as an angel. I am shining point of light. We will see ourselves as a intensely bright point of light. I have entered this body. I am sitting on this throne of the forehead. Let us give ourselves this thought. This, my body, has been changed into the body of light. I am a luminous being, and in that my soul stays. I am double light. I am an angel of purity. I am the angel which brings world benefit. From me, different colored rays are emanating. Baba became an angel first of all. When Baba became avyakt, then this point was raised many times. Why did you leave us and go away? And Baba would reply to this question. Baba said that he became an angel, an avyakt angel, so that he could increase the speed of service. An angel is free from bondage. So if we had to become an angel, we have to free ourselves from all the bondages. Bondages are increasing in the world today. And there's only one seed of bonds, and that is me and mine. That soul who can realize the bondages of me and mine, can recognize that and is able to finish off with this me and mine, then then that soul can free itself from all the bondages. We have to become free from all bondages anyway, because Baba places the challenge of the time in front of all of us. So we are seeing also, and in today's world also we say, the nature is very angry. It is the nature that will bring about greater destruction, and in that establishment will also take place. So in order to become an angel like Baba, let us liberate ourselves from me and mine, and like Baba become the one who can sacrifice everything and become such a great tapasvi. You have seen Baba in Baba's room, especially in Madhavan, where you just get one glimpse that Baba is sitting in deep tapasya. And all of us know, without sacrifice we cannot do tapasya. Those who are tapasvis are the ones who have relinquished many things. They have sacrificed themselves. So to renounce even this subtle desire of recognition, of getting famous, we don't need anything at all. This is the definition of being Rajyogi. Nothing is mine, nothing belongs to me. So when we go towards such a stage, then our yoga, then our tapasya becomes a place. It's not a labor anymore. I'm remembering two things that Baba would say. That is, this room of Baba, today it is very well decorated. It used to be very simple. So when the rains would come, then it would leak and the whitewash, the plaster would come down. We said, new rooms were made later. Why don't you shift to one of the new rooms in the new building? Then Baba would say, no. Baba's chariot body was old. And he said he would stay in his old room. So Baba's mat had become old. And somebody brought a new mat that Baba, that take this new mat for your room. And then Baba would say, no, 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 give this to the children. This is the form of sustenance. Because the souls who are to become world emperors, they have a natural sanskar of sustaining. A king is a bestower and looks after. The one who cannot bestow, who do not sustain, they cannot become a king. So Baba said, so through great renunciation, through most elevated tapasya, he was able to attain the complete form of an angel. So when Baba said, so when your aim is elevated, then your qualifications to attain that would be also great, would be equal. So let us say that let us renounce everything. We don't have anything for ourselves. We have to become a great tapasvi. So let us go towards yet another beautiful practice. This will be very useful for you. So this play of 84 birds of the world has come to an end. Drama is coming to an end. And leaving everything, mine and me and mine, whatever we see through these eyes, those whom we call me and mine, I, the soul, have to leave all of those and return home. Let each one visualize and see yourself going up above as a point of light, leaving everything behind. Shining point of light, going towards soul world. And now one has reached the supreme abode, and now the ocean of knowledge, the sun of knowledge is in front of me, and his rays are falling on me. Om Shanti. This is the Smriti Divas, the day of remembrance, and we have to inculcate great etching. So Baba has said that the way you walk, the way you behave, looking at you, Baba would be reminded. And by looking at you, the soul should meet the Supreme Soul. So let us all remember that all of us are the royal souls of the deity, of the deity clan. Dev Kul, deity clan. You might remember that one season before, Baba would have said so many times, you are the worship-worthy, supremely pure souls. Even the soul world, you are close to Baba. So there too, your light is intense, and even in the deities, your royalty, and even in the path of devotion, you are worshipped accordingly. So let us remember, remind ourselves of this fact, that I am the divine soul of the deity clan. It's because the quality of our remembrance, the more we accept this fact that I am the royal soul of the deity clan, then accordingly our thought, words and deeds, they'll become royal. We have to bring a lot of royalty within ourselves. Baba's children are very royal. I always say that in front of me double foreigners are sitting, and in our Baba, when Brahma Baba was there, then also double foreigners came. And when our museum was built, even then double foreigners would come, about 20 to 24 every day. We would look at them. We would look at them, look at their dress, and we never even had the wish to look at the way they dressed. And when the double foreigner state came, then it brought a very good influence to Mount Abu, that he said that the double foreigners who come to visit them are very royal, and our faces are very royal, and the vibrations that come out from us, our vibrations leave a deep impact on others. I hear many times, somebody recently has said that a guru came. He did not reveal his own introduction, and his comment when he came back was that your sisters are very royal. They also wander, they are tired, but our faces are full of freshness because Baba has removed the tiredness. So we are such royal souls. So let us remind ourselves of royalty, see our elevated qualifications to attain our aim. So now, let us go towards that feeling which Baba used to do. I would like to share that with you. Janaki Dadi also says this. One day, suddenly, Dadi Janaki went to History Hall. It was daytime. And then she saw that Baba was dancing alone. Brahma Baba. Dadi just continued to observe. Baba saw and said, "Child, Baba has the intoxication that this old body has to be left and I have to become like this Lakshmi and Narayan. So let us all go towards the same. We are the children of such a father. We have remained so royal." I would like to say this. Once, an empty Aryan came. He saw Baba's picture and said, "Even though we oppose you and your knowledge is separate from ours, but your Baba is very royal. Such a royal person we have never seen. Even a person from opposition who had come to challenge had to accept that." So just as Baba used to get totally absorbed in the intoxication and he used to forget the problems of the present and he would think of the future and then the form of Krishna would emerge in him. So let us now go to our next birth. We are leaving this body, we have left this body and now we are in our next birth. I have to go to the deity clan. I, the soul, I am in my first birth of the deity world as a deity on my head there is the double crown and on the face there is intense brightness. There is complete introversion, purity, divinity. I am full of divine virtues. I am in the deity world. Where the nature is completely beautiful. And the nature brings happiness in its complete form. There is a right on it. So let us give ourselves the thought that Baba has come to make us that deity. So those whose faces are divine and leave an indelible print on the world. So Baba says, even this morning, this is Brahma Baba, is the father of the whole world. And let us also, like Baba, become tapasvi and giving the elevated versions. Let us derive the benefit and the pure pride of being his child. So on this Smriti Divas, the day of remembrance, the day of blessings, today we will be meeting both of them, Bap and Dada. Something, one comes or two. Baba has already clarified that no, both come. Let there be no doubt about this at all. The chariot of Shiva Baba is always Brahma Baba, whether in the corporeal form, whether in the subtle form. So Baba comes together, that is Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba both come, and the authorities of the world will be in front of us. So let us make ourselves introverted. This is such a beautiful time. God Himself and Prajapita Brahma both are coming to draw the line of our fortune. We welcome both of them. As many beautiful thoughts you have within yourself, the more beautiful thoughts we can create within ourselves, accordingly we will have a good meeting with Bab Dada. So right from this moment, you should stabilize yourself in this thought that, wow, my great fortune. Today you will see with these eyes the one who has made this fortune for you. Baba has given us these eyes. You may not be able to see with these physical eyes, and in order to see Him, we have the divine eyes of knowledge. So today we have to say to our heart's content, we have been waiting over so many ages in order to see Him. We used to think that just give us a glimpse, a vision of your being, even for a second, and we will get satisfied. I remember when I go out, some people say, and recently one kumari, she has gone to a guru. She said her guru has seen God. I said, is that all? I said, go and ask your guru, how was God? Did he have the vision of Hanuman, one of the deities? Look at the contrast from the path of devotion, where the souls are thirsty of getting a moment's glimpse of the chosen ideal. But where is? And we can say and claim and proclaim that God is mine. So keeping this form, this self-respect with us, we will meet Him in this way. We were thirsty for your vision over so many births, and now we say that, oh giver of life, let us invoke the Supreme Being with a true heart, that come and be in our midst. Let us have this, give up this thought to our mind. O Master of Nature, Ocean of Love, You who are the support of the boat of our life, we have spread our eyes in search of You. And now, with great love, we are invoking You to come in our midst. O Almighty Authority, let us look above, see, leave Your supreme abode and come down in our midst. And accepting our loving invitation, the Almighty Authority starts coming down. He is spreading His bright rays all over. He's coming down. And now He enters or reaches the subtle regions and enters Brahma Baba's subtle form, and now both are coming down together. So they are coming down from the path of the sky, both together. And now they are in front of us. Baba, has placed his hand of blessing over me. And now there's a beautiful meeting with the giver of life. His hand is on my head, hand of blessing. Baba gives us the blessing, the child, that together with thousand arms I am with you. Whenever you will call him, he will leave his supreme abode, soul world. He will come to help you. You are not alone. Om Shanti. All those who have come here for the first time, they should also pay attention when Dadiji will come here. First of all, bhog will be offered to Baba. Bhog will come and all of us, we will become concentrated and focused. We will sit in remembrance. And Dadi will go together with the bhog to Baba, and during that period we will continue to practice. Sometimes we will see ourselves as the bright shining point of light sitting on the throne in the center of the forehead, and then we will take or receive the rays from the Almighty Authority, both the practice. So first of all, you have to see yourself as the intensely bright Master Almighty Authority. And then secondly, you will look at the Almighty Authority above and you will experience that His rays of power are falling on me like the fountain. It's very easy. So we are all sitting under the fountain of the Almighty Authority. We'll continue to talk to Baba and we'll continue to invoke Him with great love, because today is the day of love. So Baba has come to respond, to give us the response or the return of our love to Him. And after that, Baba will come. It has been said that you will not clap your hands with both. When Daddy comes, even then we won't clap, because we are going to be sitting in a stage which is very intoxicated. So if you will just clap your hands, it is very gross physical form of expression. Red light will be on. We will be sitting totally lost and absorbed in the love of the Father. Baba will give us drishti, and Baba's drishti is God's drishti. It is the drishti of the Son of Knowledge. It is that drishti which fills us with blessings. It destroys all the obstacles. It will fall on all of us, and everybody has different experiences. So whether you're sitting in front or at the back or in the gallery or in any corner, or you may be in a corner where Baba may not even turn his head to look, but Baba's drishti is so intense that each one has a different experience. He knows that which is his jewel and where is he sitting. So let us stabilize our drishti on the Son of Knowledge. That moment is so beautiful that through our concentration we will continue to fill the divine powers or the Almighty current is coming within us. It's as though we are pulling that current towards ourselves. So we will stabilize our intellect and our eyes and realize that the rays of the sun of knowledge are spreading in the entire whole, and not just the whole, but in the entire world, but all the Baba's children in different centers, everywhere, whether here or abroad, they will all get that experience. We should know that even though one is sitting thousands of miles away, one will be able to get the comfort and happiness of getting Baba's Drishti. So, Drishti and our thought both together will become a blessing for us. And after Drishti, at the time of Drishti, do not have any other thought that I didn't get the Drishti, I'm sitting at the back. Only those sitting in the front got the Drishti. You might know, Baba had said this before also. Those sitting in front are looking at Baba, and the father is looking at the ones who are sitting behind. So both are fulfilled like this. Those sitting in front are looking at Baba. They are looking at Baba. But Baba's Drishti is on those at the back. So both tasks are fulfilled. So with the complete satisfaction, we will pay a great deal of attention that we will not allow any wasteful thought, not even a single negative thought. And so a positive thought can, that supreme bliss can stop and finish off with all the waste. Now we will not allow our mind to go away from its focus. God is going to be with us for 3 hours. We just imagine we'll be in godly vibrations for 3 hours, and the more concentrated we'll be, the more focused we will be, there's not the slightest trace of waste, then you will enjoy this godly divine bliss. And after that, Baba's Murli will start. There is no need to write everything of the Murli. Wherever you're sitting, you can write the main points. And you will look at Baba very well. You will see both these things, that Shiv Baba, the son of knowledge, is sitting in front. And we will also, watch his expressions. Why am I saying this? Whether you're looking at the TV or whether you're sitting in front, because when Baba speaks, for us, the souls, there is so much of love for each soul, such elevated vision. So, and when we receive that, we get a great deal of intoxication, and we realize how much does Baba love me, how much do we belong to Baba. So we will listen to the Murli and we'll remain concentrated or focused, and we will have this attitude that God is talking to me personally. He is reminding me something personally, even though this is a huge gathering. We have 18,000 Baba's children here, but remember that I alone am listening to God alone. After that, Baba is offered bhog, food is offered, and you will derive benefit by looking at this blissful scene. Each time, one or two people always share this view. As long as Baba's Murli, as long as he gave Drishti, we enjoyed it fully. But as the bhog started, and Baba started feeding others, and then we also had the thought that, see, Baba is not feeding us or offering us the bhog, and then we lost that consciousness. See, Baba, however, is feeding us every day. We are eating from his. He loves us a great deal. do not allow any other feeling to awaken within yourself. Make this meeting a memorial. And when Baba comes, have good thoughts in you that how much is my great fortune, who is sitting in front of me? God is speaking, we are listening. We never even thought that God would be sitting like this and would be decorating us like this. So with these beautiful thoughts, we will take a great, we'll derive a lot of benefit and make this a blissful experience. So now let us remind ourselves once again that I am the shining point of light. I am sitting under, beneath the fountain of the Almighty Authority. Today, Baba, you are coming to meet us and you are giving us the experience of being with us at each and every step. Even today, Baba, you come to meet us. And at each step you give us the feeling of constant companionship, same study, same love, all the same things are there. Still, even though it's the same study, still, why do we remember those days of Sakar, of corporeal form of Baba? We remember those words, those very endearing words. He would say that all his children would come. He would open his arms. Even today, we find that Baba, you're standing with your open arms. Still, why do we still remember those Sakar days? Those days were also very beautiful, very lovely. And these days are also very lovely. This is what we say every moment. We're all swaying in happiness. We do not have any sorrow. So with us, all these things, all are humming this. And even though they do that, and there is no trace of sorrow, yet why do we remember those Sakar days? He would sit in the cottage and write as they were writing a letter to their children. He would write letters and play with the children, go towards the tree and then wave your white handkerchief and your eyes would be moist. How can anyone forget that? How can anyone forget that magic, those days which were like magic? Are extremely endearing. Why is it that we still remember those Sakar days?
कहने को हर सवाल का हम जवाब दे सकते.
It can be said that we can answer the question, but really, those who found that love of Baba, they cannot forget. Even though we can intellectually answer questions, but those who receive that love cannot forget that. This love is there even today. Baba, you are showering it on us. Still, why is it that we still remember those Sakar days? So even today, Baba, you come to meet us, and at each step you give us the experience of companionship. It is the same study, it is the same love. All the things are essentially the same, but still, in spite of that, why is it we still remember those Sakar days? We still remember those Sakar days.